to another episode of Remarkable Women. How are you? How are things with you? Welcome to February, the month of love. To all the lovers out there, as you're getting ready to spend time with your special people, I just thought I'd drop a quick message. In the spirit of, you know, clearing things out, new starts and New Year's resolutions and things. The title of this message is, it's important to know when to leave a job, a party and a relationship. It's just something that's kind of been circling me, I think, for a while now. That topic has kind of been coming up a little bit, you know, just knowing when to, I don't want to say give up on people, but when to know when to stop, you know, when you're doing a lot, when you're pouring into people, pouring into someone, pouring into something, you know, pouring of yourself into people and you're getting nothing back. There's certain relationships that we have in our lives, whether they are blood relationships or friendships or whatever, but sort of relationships that we entertain way longer than we should. Certain people that you just kind of keep around you for so many years, you know, you can be in a relationship with someone for like 10 years, 20 years, but that person doesn't really know you, and you don't really, there's no clarity as to what the relationship is. And I think that it's important to be able to kind of look at the people that you have around you and ask yourself questions like, what do these people really know about me? What do I know about them? What is it that I'm getting from this relationship? Because I think as a society, we always shy away from this statement of, what am I getting from the relationship? And it's not a bad one. It always comes with negative connotations. We have to understand that in every relationship, it's a two-way street. It's a give-and-take situation. So I don't know why people are always like, oh, you just want to be with me because you want something from me. Obviously, if I didn't want anything from you, I wouldn't want to be around you. So it's a transactional relationship. Not transactional in the sense of money, but you know, you have to do some for me and I do some for you. You treat me a certain way and I reciprocate it with, you know, a positive action. But when you find that you're in relationships with people who are a certain way to you, but then they're a certain way to you, like they're pleasant to you, they're polite to you, but actually behind your back they say things about you, they act in ways that are not honorable to you, they don't stand up for you when people say bad things about you, then, and you just kind of keep them around because you're just like, oh, you know, they're my sister, or it's my brother, or it's my so-and-so, you know, but actually, there's no relationship there, because number one, you can't trust them, because if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, there must be trust. So if you can't trust, if you have people in your life right now that you don't trust, you know you can't trust them. You know you cannot trust them. They would not piss on you if you were on fire. Excuse my language. But there was no other way I was going to make that statement and make it effective without using that word. So they wouldn't. So what are you doing? If you were really in trouble, can you call them and they'll be there for you? You know they won't. In your mind, you know they won't. But then you become too scared to be by yourself. And speaking from experience, sometimes when you're alone, that's when you find the best parts of yourself. We're always afraid to be alone because, you know, who wants to be on their own? However, but certain situations will force you to be by yourself. And when you find yourself in a situation where you're alone, whether you're starting over from moving away from family or moving away from a romantic relationship or just moving cities or moving countries. You know, we have a lot of people coming newly into the country at the moment. So if you're one of those people that you're by yourself, whether it's circumstantial, you didn't have a choice, use that time to figure out who you are. Prepare yourself for friendships and relationships that are to come, and pray that you get the discernment, the eye to be able to discern, you know, certain energies and spirits when they come around you, so that you don't keep making the same mistakes or repeating the same relationships that you've been having. It's like when you want to leave a job, you know, it's a terrifying thing. And some people can stay in a job for like 20 years, the job they hate, the job they can't stand, because, you know, we all have responsibilities. So we've got a family to look after. So you all, you know, you're too scared to even think about doing anything else. So you just stick at it. But, you know, I respect the fact that we have responsibilities. But at the end of the day, there's certain people that have stayed in the same job for so, and they're so unhappy. It has like robbed them of self, robbed them of their identity. So what am I saying? I'm saying that you should push yourself to take risks and cut off anybody that does not need to be in your vicinity. They show you the kind of person that they are, no matter who they are, whether they're blood or not, friendship, acquaintance, colleague, and anybody. Because I tell you what, you spend your whole life dedicating yourself to people who are abusive to you, who are toxic to you, because they're family, because they're friends, because they're my best friends, because we've known each other since we were kids, whoever they are, whatever position you've given them in your life, whatever position they come in your life, you keep them around and they kill you from the inside out. The way they treat you, the way that they behave towards you, it eats you up alive. You're inside, you're dying. But you still keep them around because you don't want people to say, oh, you're like this or you're like that. But at the end of the day, those people don't care about how you feel. Because if they cared about how you feel, they would do better. Even when you tell them what they're doing, a lot of the times, you know, they don't acknowledge it. So do your work to investigate your life and investigate where you are in your career, in your home, in your relationship, in your marriage, in your friendships, in your family situations with your siblings or your parents, whatever it is. I'm not here encouraging people to cut off their family members. However, there are certain people that need to be cut off. They need to be cut off, because otherwise you will become depleted from dealing with certain people. So I just, I'm a little sad at the moment, I suppose, in this video, because I'm kind of going through that process myself. And it's coming to the realization that, you know, certain people that I've held at high esteem, I actually just, they don't regard me at all, you know. And it's a very sad place to be, because you invest in relationships and you actually care about people. But at the end of the day, when you find out that that person wouldn't even go two steps for you, it takes it out of you. But I'm here to chat with anyone. If you're going through something like this, if you want to talk about something like this, hit me up. Let's talk. And also, as always, please continue to share the message. I'm really appreciative of all the support that you ladies have been giving me. The platform is growing. This is the 28th episode that I have recorded since I started recording this podcast. So I'm really excited for things that are to come, but also just to let you know that we are now available on Amazon Music, on Spotify, and on Google Podcasts. So if you can utilize one of those platforms to be able to listen, that would be amazing. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will speak to you in my next audio. Take care. Bye for now.